When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Indianapolis Colts after they win a damn game. The losses, the ties, they were grating on me a little bit. Now we got a win to talk about, and that's a lot of fun. We're going to talk about the good and the bad from this game, because there's a lot to clean up. There's a lot to get better at before the Colts take on the Titans this coming Sunday at Lucas Oil Stadium. We're going to talk about what the funniest thing of the weekend was. And, of course, that was Ken Dorsey. He did something that was hilarious. He's the offensive coordinator for the Bills. He doesn't think it's hilarious, certainly, but we do. And the Chicago White Sox have faded into oblivion, which is where they belong. And the Hoosiers, bad beat, right? If you invest in the Hoosiers on Saturday, you were not happy late Saturday afternoon. There is no doubt about that whatsoever. This is Breakfast with Kent for Monday, September 26th, 2022, brought to you by the great people at BUSR. Go to BUSR.com/Kent. What happens is this: your initial deposit is going to be matched with free play up to $1,000. Put in $1,000, they match it with $1,000 in free play. All right. It's a good thing. Plus, you get $25 in casino chips if you deposit $100 or more. All right. The prize egg. What was in the prize egg was an autographed baseball by Goose Gossage, done in my presence, by the way. A guy named Connor, who watches and comments, he won. And so we'll be sending that baseball off to him. We put a new prize in the prize egg. If you subscribe and you like, you get entered into the contest at the end of the week. We give away what's in the prize egg. Swag, memorabilia, fun. It's what we do. Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast. All right, let's talk about sports, and let's talk about the Indianapolis Colts and their win yesterday, 20-17 over the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's break down the good and the bad. The good, there's a lot of good. Obviously, in a win, there's a lot of good. Not for the Chiefs, but a lot of good for the Colts. You know what? The final drive was awesome. 16 plays, 8 minutes and 14 seconds. You don't want to give the ball back with too much time left on the clock to the Chiefs. And the Colts didn't. They took care of business. They kept grinding and grinding and grinding and grinding. And thanks to Chris Jones, that drive continued. That's part of the bad. Now, we got to be a little bit even-handed with this, and we will be. But that final drive was absolutely awesome. Like I said, 16 plays, 8 minutes, 14 seconds. Didn't give Patrick Mahomes much of a chance to mount any kind of a comeback as he got the ball back. Only one team of the last 109 who have started without a win in their first three games have gone to the playoffs. The Colts were that close to being 0-2-1. Now they are 1-1-1, and all is possible. The defense, really, really good. against the run. 19 rushes by running backs for the Chiefs, 32 yards. Kansas City had come into the game averaging 110.5 yards running the football. Patrick Mahomes was the leading rusher for the Chiefs. I think he had 26 yards. That's a big deal. I know throwing is really, really important in the NFL these days. Over the last 15 years, it has been. But to hold a team to less than 2 yards per rush really kind of gives them, it puts them in a position where they got to throw, and if they got to throw, then you're defensively, you can go about your business with some confidence, right? And the Colts did that. The first pick for the Colts this season and the first pick by Patrick Mahomes came at a great time with 2 seconds left in the game. Rodney McLeod saw something on that play, pointed at stuff, ran to the ball as it was delivered. It was tipped by Stephon Gilmore, and McLeod came down with it, and the game was over. And that is lovely. That's a nice way to win the thing, because the Chiefs, if that ball had been completed, if that pass had been completed, they didn't have been in a position to maybe try a game-tying field goal. Now, Matt Amendola had a tough day, so nobody would have been confident, especially not Andy Reid, as he attempted that field goal, which likely would have been about 51, 52 yards. They felt badly enough about a 42-yard attempt that they faked it. That's the lack of confidence that the Chiefs had in Matt Amendola. Matt Amendola is soon to be unemployed. I would expect that to come today. They lost that game in large part because of him. Michael Pittman Jr., 8 catches, 72 yards. Alec Pierce, 3 catches, 61 yards. Didn't have either of those guys against the Jaguars. You need both those guys. If you're going to win against a national football team, any national football team, National Football League team, you have got to have those two guys. The Colts have no depth at the wide receiver position, and so those two, really, really key. Let's talk about Jelani Woods for a second. Jelani Woods with 2 touchdown catches yesterday. The first Colts rookie tight end with multiple touchdowns in the same game as a rookie since John Mackey back in the day. John Mackey, one of the great all-time Colts back in Baltimore. Injuries, normally not good, right? But Julian Blackman, the only injury, he injured an ankle, and it didn't look altogether that bad. So you feel pretty good about where the Colts are going into this game. Really important game against the Titans on Sunday. The kicking, Chase McLaughlin, really good. 2 for 2 for field goals, 1 for 1 for extra points, and you compare that to his opposite number, Matt Amendola. He was 1 for 2 and then missed his only extra point, and all of it was no good for the Chiefs. Rodney Thomas was pretty damn good as a backup safety coming in for Julian Blackman. I thought he flew around. I think he's smart. They drafted him in the 7th round out of Yale, so you know he's got a brain up there, and you need a brain in this Gus Bradley system, and I thought that Rodney Thomas really showed out yesterday. Matt Ryan, his QBR, we haven't even talked about Matt Ryan. And we did this for a reason. We're going to morph. We'll transition from the good to the bad, still talking about Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan, yesterday's QBR of 57.6, coming off a game where he had a QBR of 6.9, his only single-digit QBR in his career. That was not good. The QBR yesterday, not really bad, and that's okay. How about, and one more really good thing. Chris Ballard's taking a lot of crap for drafting Alec Pierce over Sky Moore. Sky Moore, a receiver out of Western Michigan. Alec Pierce, a receiver out of Cincinnati. And there were a significant number of people who continued to criticize Chris Ballard for not taking Moore, who was taken with the next pick. Pierce was taken 53rd. Moore was taken 54th by the Chiefs. Well, nobody was complaining yesterday when Sky Moore muffed that punt early in the game, setting up the Colts for their first touchdown. likely doing more good for the Colts as a Chief than he would have done for the Colts against the Chiefs had Ballard drafted Sky Moore with that 53rd overall pick. All right, let's go to the bad. Matt Ryan, 5 sacks, 2 fumbles yesterday. He has got to find a way to hold on to the football. Whatever you do, he's got 7 fumbles through 4 games. I don't know what the NFL record is for fumbles in a season, but I'm pretty sure he's got it covered. Like, he's on a pace for, what, 32? No, 30. That'd be a hell of a lot of fumbles. 30 fumbles in a season would be astronomical. He was sacked 5 times yesterday. That offensive line has got to get things figured out. I don't know what's going on with that line. I don't know what's going on with Danny Pinter. I thought that Danny Pinter was going to be an upgrade from Mark Lewinsky. He has not been. They got to find a way to protect Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan in that final drive, I don't know whether it was schemed by the Chiefs or what, but the protection was pretty good. And when he's got room to step into a throw, step up into the pocket and deliver the football, he's pretty damn good. He was accurate in that last drive. The ball to Pierce was terrific. The ball to Woods to take the lead in that game in the end zone, that was a really good throw. When he can step up, deliver that ball, things are good for him and for the Colts. But 5 sacks, 2 fumbles, you just can't have it. We talked about Pinter. The referees, I thought, were atrocious. I thought the call on the 2-point conversion was completely idiotic and wrong. How that could go to replay and not get corrected, I have no idea. But then, like, and I know we're all about the Colts, right? But that penalty on Chris Jones, I don't know what he called Matt Ryan or what he said, but my God, for that to decide the game, and it really did, that's just ridiculous. That's absurd. I'm wholly satisfied with the result. I love the result. But that call was just crazy. I don't care if he dropped an F-bomb or what he did. It really doesn't matter to me. However, you know, it brought the Colts a win, so let's quit crabbing about it. I just hate to see officiating cost anybody. And you know what? Chris Jones stood up in the post-game presser and talked about it and, you know, took accountability. Andy Reid understood it, didn't crab about the officials. I will. I thought it was ridiculous. I also thought the call against DJ Speed after the kickoff was ridiculous too. The ensuing kickoff that gave the Chiefs an extra 15 free yards. Could have determined the game. Frank Reich just says stuff, and he said this, ultimate team win in all 3 phases, which he says after every win. This was the ultimate win in all 3 phases. They can't all be ultimate wins. Maybe I'm too literal. 3.8 yards per play for the Colts offensively. That's just not enough. You've got to be more dynamic than that. If you can't be more dynamic than that, you're going to lose more games than you win. You got to find a way. And I know in the last drive, the point wasn't getting, you know, chunk yards. They didn't want to score quickly, and they didn't score quickly, and I get it. But you've got to find a way. 3.8 yards per offensive play is terrible. Well, that's not good at all. You got Jonathan Taylor. You got Nyheim Hines. You got Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan's got to get that average per attempt up into the 7s, and it's not close right now. For the next 4 games, we knew this going into the season, are going to be huge for the Colts. This coming Sunday against the Titans, then they go to Denver for Thursday night football, then they play the Jags back at Lucas Oil Stadium, and they're at Tennessee the following week. The percentages, if you total the percentages, according to ESPN, the chance that the Colts will win each of those games, you get an average of 52.3%, which means likely 2-2, which means they will likely be 3-3-1 going into week 8. That'd be okay as long as one of the games that they win is against the Jaguars. You've got to beat the Jaguars in week 6 if you're going to win the AFC South. You got it, Titans, Jaguars. If you steal one at Denver, that's great. If you steal one at Tennessee, that's great too. But you got to win 2 of those games, and the homers, you have to protect home field advantage. Ken Dorsey, hilarious yesterday, as the Bills can't get the ball clocked to attempt a field goal to beat the Dolphins. He went bonkers up in the coach's suite, threw his laptop, threw stuff. I love watching guys lose their minds, and Ken Dorsey lost his mind yesterday in the most entertaining way. We like watching the Bills lose. Sorry. That's the way it works. Indiana lost to Cincinnati 45-24 on Saturday afternoon. Cincinnati scored a meaningless, in quotes, touchdown with a minute 20 left. The spread was what? 17.5, right? So this caused a Cincinnati cover when they didn't need it. They didn't need that touchdown. They could have taken a knee. There's no way they lose that game. Like, this is why gamblers are bald. They pull their hair out after, you know, a guy like Luke Finkel figures out a way to, you know, give them a bad beat, which is what happened. Purdue, they eked out a win at Rossade over Florida Atlantic, 26-24. Yikes. Notre Dame beat UNC 45-32. President's Cup goes to the United States, 17.5, 12.5. Thanks to Jordan Spieth, who was 5-0 over the weekend. He was 4-0 with JT as his partner. Cubs won 8-3. They've won 5 of 6. The White Sox have lost 6 straight. They lost to Detroit yesterday 4-1. They are now 10 games back at Cleveland. Holy crap. Cleveland hot, White Sox not. Let's celebrate some birthdays, shall we, on this beautiful Monday in Central Indiana. A winning Monday, victorious Monday. The great Amy Raffanello. Amoir, celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday to Amy, sister of the great Rick Raffanello, the late great Rick Raffanello. Terrence Stevens, happy birthday. Catherine Grady Matthews, happy birthday. The great Brian Newbert, celebrating a birthday. Wade Davey, happy birthday. Victoria Minerding and Delvin Rayling, both veterans of MS Broadcasting. Tasha Graham, a veteran of MS Broadcasting. Ed Lennon, for a skosh of time, a veteran of MS Broadcasting. Communications. He was the program director at WIBC when I was hired there. Thanks to Ed for putting me on a good track there. The great Ann Fossen, who left me a great note when I was in fourth grade, put it in my desk. Tara Endres Hengartner, happy birthday. Teresa Perry, Lisa Warren, and Robert Morley, or Merley. Merley, happy birthday. I know him. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That's best done with an honest and specific compliment. Inside Indiana Sports Now, coming up later today. Like this, subscribe to the channel, win what's in the egg on Friday. Perhaps you got a chance.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.